Larry, Larry Poston, or Poston, Poston, 8690. Chief complaint, abdominal pain. Number 2, headache. Number 3, nausea. Number 4, history of hereditary spherocytosis. Next number, cholestatic post-splenectomy. Next number, I was told I have gallstones and sometimes I have nausea and vomiting. Next number, I was told I should check my legs because I have leg pain with activity related to possible spherocytosis. Next number, headache. Next number is dizziness. Next number is palpitation. This is a 32-year-old gentleman, married, has a large 11-acre farm that he works on, has 2 children. He's very busy. He has 2 children, as I said. They have cows and chickens and dogs and cats. For the past few days, he's been having cough, congestion, headache, signs of sinusitis. When he was 17 years old, he had hereditary spherocytosis, which caused him to have splenectomy. Post-splenectomy, he did have mild anemia, increased liver function test. Was told he might develop fatty liver, has had some nausea and vomiting, but that's because of his gallstones. Also recently has had dizziness and palpitation, as I mentioned. He did receive vaccination after his splenectomy, especially for pneumonia and H flu, in big letters. Medical problems, anemia, medications, none. COVID immunization, up to date, times 2. Surgery, splenectomy, tonsillectomy. Also on the medical problems, put anemia related to hereditary spherocytosis, social, as above. Family history, mom and dad are okay. Grandpa had some kind of cancer. Review of system as above. Allergy, none. 188 pounds, no significant change. 97%, 98, 16, 89, 140 over 80. Heart positive, home positive, 2 lungs are clear. Abdomen soft, PMs are red, posterior paroxysms, reddening, phlegm, logical, non-focal, skin shows no rash. Assessment number 1, he does have anterior chain lymphadenopathy related to sinuses. Number 2, gross 7 milligram now. Next one is dexamethasone, 8 milligram now. Next one is Z-Pack. Next one is Medrol dose pack. Next one is lots of liquid. Next one is with history of abdominal pain, nausea, and vomiting. We looked at his gallbladder. He does have numerous stones within the gallbladder. Next one is very little fatty liver noted. Next one is the schedule for blood work to check his total bilirubin, which stays elevated. Next one is history of anemia. Next one is leg pain. Rule out anemia. Next one is palpitation. Echocardiogram is within normal limits. Next one is dizziness with history of hereditary spherocytosis. We looked at his carotid. This was within normal limits. Next number. Abdominal ultrasound, otherwise normal, with normal kidney, normal spleen. Next number, bladder and prostate are within normal limits. Next number is acute sinusitis. Will be treated as above. Next one is he'll come back in 3 days, if not better. Next number, he's going to make an appointment to come back for lab work because he doesn't want to do it at this time. He wants to come back fasting. Thank you.